This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Chinese state media report that President Xi Jinping has sent a message to U.S. President Donald Trump and his wife Melania, wishing them a speedy recovery from the coronavirus, a disease Mr. Trump refers to as the China virus. Russian President Vladimir Putin has sent a get-well telegram. President Trump is at a military hospital outside Washington, where he's being treated for COVID-19, as he joins more than 7.3 million people in the United States to be hit by the infection. After taking an experimental drug at the White House, the president was helicoptered to Walter Reed National Medical Center, where he is being given the antiviral remdesivir, which can often cut down on recovery time in COVID cases. The 74-year-old chief executive was forced to cancel all of his re-election campaign events until further notice, this just a month before the November 3rd balloting. The White House says the president will remain hospitalized for a few days, but it seems clear that will depend on his condition. We're told the president is able to carry out his official duties in a specially equipped suite at Walter Reed, that his authority remains fully intact. In his first Twitter message after being admitted to the hospital, he wrote, "Going well, I think. Thank you to all. Love." White House Dr. Sean Connolly says his patient is doing very well, that there is no need for supplemental oxygen. We're waiting for a briefing from Dr. Connolly set for this hour. First Lady Melania Trump, also suffering from COVID, remains at the White House. Meanwhile, there is said to be widespread concern over how many people in the president's orbit he may have infected before he showed any virus symptoms. Politico was the first to report that among those who have tested positive is Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien, along with Republican Party chairwoman Ronna McDaniel. At least some who attended last week's Rose Garden event when the president announced his choice of Judge Amy Coney Barrett for the U.S. Supreme Court have been stricken. Among them, Republican Senators Mike Lee and Tom Tillis, former White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, and the president of the University of Notre Dame. This is VOA News.